The Breakdown. This is Vanity Fairy. The
Breakdown. This is Bloke Chatter. The
Breakdown. I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi. The
Breakdown. This is Catherine Joseph. The
Breakdown. This is Dan Mangan. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
Good afternoon to you all from The Breakdown.
To you all.
Yeah, my headphones weren't up. There we are. Can hear you now. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
He's sat there with some apple slices and a salted caramel dip.
Mm.
Living the life.
It's a taste sensation.
We have started this week's show today with Yummy Zuma. And I'm going to...
Do it.
Give it a ding. Because we think this is a pre-release hat trick. Their new album, which is out at the start of 2026, has now had 6 singles from it.
If Blister was one of those singles, then it's a pre-release hat trick.
It is. The first of 3 that we've played this year was back in May. So we think, probably, that was 95. An ode to Route 95 in America. They're from New Zealand. So... Now, that's my information about that. And the 6th single, making it very Michael Jackson-esque.
Yes.
Or health-esque as well. In terms of...
Talking of health.
Yeah, we were.
Well, we weren't.
Off air we were. We have been.
We were, but you did just then. That's what... Anyway, that's going to be album of the week, isn't it?
It will be.
What's it going to do to their standing in The Breakdown?
Ooh. They will become today the first band to get to 60 plays on The Breakdown.
Yes.
Only behind now Jens Ekman. 67 or 68?
I forget.
But you'll hear at least two tracks from Conflict DLC this afternoon. There's also a new album by This Is Lorelei to cover. There'll be something from Melody's Epco Chamber as well. New singles from PVA, Polat, Drag, Grove. I'm going to play some Squeeze. Don't think we've ever played Squeeze before on the show.
I don't think we have.
New single by them. Plenty of other stuff. I've got a band called Billy Joel Jr.
I've got a band called Billy Joel Jr. as well.
Oh, which track have you got?
Probably a different one to you.
Well, I want to play mine.
New to Love.
I'm going
to
pull rank.
You pull rank.
You did that last week. I liked how you did that.
I did. Well, maybe we play my This Is Lorelei then. Anyway, we'll sort that
all
later.
All right, we'll do that. We are now going to go to Christmassy.
We're going to go Christmassy.
It is, isn't it? It's Twen. So tell us a bit about that.
I haven't got anything about it.
No. Just a Christmas song.
We both brought it. It came out this week.
It's got BYOB.
BYOB.
It's Christmas time. That's not turned up, is it?
No.
Should we do that?
Yeah.
You are listening to The Breakdown, on Sheffield Live.
Last week's album of the week was Unclouded by Melody's Echo Chamber, and that was Into the Shadows. No, it wasn't. It was called Into Shadows.
I've listened to that album a couple of times this week. Really good.
Good.
Short, isn't it?
It is short.
It's a diddler. Yeah.
A diddler.
Really good. I'm not even going to check the album placement for it.
I thought that as well.
I think it's going to be number 101.
Yeah.
Health have been played consistently on The Breakdown right back to 2006. And they will be continued to be played today because they have their only, it says only their sixth album out, Conflict DLC. But
so they've had a lot of players considering how much music they've had out. Oh, remixes and all
the
that.
Remixes. Yeah. And I think they aren't just limited to albums. Because look at those singles. Lots and lots of extra stuff. Oh, there's the soundtrack work they do as well, yeah. Isn't there? Anyway, Conflict DLC, I think, has now had seven singles from it. Antidote came out earlier this week. So we're going to play two tracks from it this afternoon that haven't been singles. And we're going to go with the one that you've got first, haven't we?
Yeah.
I think we did.
We did. Yours is, that's what I decided.
Yours is the Prime Crunch Health sound. So, which one is it?
It's Trash Decade.
Trash, brilliant name.
Prime Crunching on this.
Hello there, I am Pictish Trail. Yes, Pictish Trail. That's me. Who? Pictish Trail. What? Oh, just forget it. This is The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Darkness be my friend. I have a trampoline. You can pick apart the goals you see upon my screen. But you hardly know her. Yeah, you hardly know her. To
don't act like it's the end. Be a friend.
Gretel. Previously Gretel Handling, now just Gretel. A Darkness Be My Friend. Steve, give it a bash. So that's the third track off of an album that's not been announced yet. Darkness Be My Friend was out last week, follows on from Maybelline and Unbloom, and new Gretel will always get played on The Breakdown. Maybe not in the week of its release though, Steve, eh?
You didn't see it last week either.
I didn't have a show to
I can't have eyes week. Everywhere. Mm. I'm human.
You are. And that's.
Do you want the show to be done by AI? That's is that what you want?
No. So Gretel followed on from Health. There'll be another track from Health later on in the show. We are now going to do a double of new artists.
We are.
One of which, the one you're going to play, I'm really surprised about this. Jane Remover.
Yeah.
Really? And I sent you a challenge this morning, didn't I?
You certainly did.
And I'm saying this is a mid to higher level challenge because there are at least 6 cuss words in this song.
5.
Oh, just 5. Okay.
Well, I've removed 5, so if there's one there...
But Jane Remover.
Jane Remover.
Tell us more.
Jane Remover has been making music since 2003. They are... Well, they're 22 years old, because... No, that doesn't make sense. I was going to say that obviously, but that's not obvious, is it? That was just a fact that I was giving you.
They've been making music since 2003.
They were born in 2003.
Right. Okay.
They were making music when they came out of the womb. Yeah. No, they were born in 2003. They've been making music since 2021. That's what I meant to say at the start of that little piece. Debut studio album came out that year, but you're surprised we've not played them, and I am surprised too. Mm. But a single came out this week. It's not an album, is it, this? It's just a single.
I think it's just a single.
It was an EP. It's an EP last week that I was going to play something from. All the tracks I'd love to swear in apart from one. And I didn't get the time to do the editing job that I've done on this now. Jamie Mover, a track called So What? It's going to come up after.
We're going to play something from the fantastically named band Billy Joel Jr.
Billy Joel
who
Jr.
are a Chicago four-piece who put out an album called You're a Star yesterday. And it's very, very good. So I have insisted we play this one, Girlfriend/Twin Bed. So you'll hear this first and then some Jamie Mover. Thank you.
Hi, it's me, Neil, from Oasis. I have a new band called Terror Pigeon you should check out. Keep listening to The Breakdown.
Jane Remover, who released an album called Revenge Seekers earlier this year, but that is from an EP that seems to be just called, well, it's like a heart.
It's a heart, isn't it? I can confirm that.
Heart emoji EP.
Looking at it right there.
Yeah, that was So What? The Swear Remover version.
Very nice. Yeah. I'm going to kick my treble seven off now with something from This Eye's Lorelei, who has had a very busy year as part of, well, solo and as part of Water From Your Eyes. Nate Amos has put out three records. This one was out yesterday, is a, well, polish up of lots of songs that he recorded as This Is Lorelei between 2014 and 2021. So there are 10, 12 tracks on the record. We're going to have two from it this afternoon, aren't we?
We are.
Have it as the joint album of the week with Health. So
I'm going to start with SF and GG as the first part of my treble seven, and I'll tell you about the other parts when I finished. Yeah.
Something we don't wanna go. Little hack though, 'cause nothing could have ever told you so. You should have called that friend, 'cause I think it's a thing that she'd wanna hear. Something little understands. It's a bad take. Little, why's it always gotta be so mean and slick? I'm dumb faced, it's just some face and gotta go. It's just some face and gotta go. It's just some face and gotta go.
The Breakdown, treble seven.
I can't hear your voice, it's getting loud, it's getting dark in here.
So we all know.
Good, good stuff. Sean Trelford, the name of the artist, and that is a song called Sticks and Stones from an EP called Ulcer, out yesterday. Looks like they had an album 3 years ago, but going to have to look into that. But Sean Trelford finished off a Treble 7, which started with This Is Lorelei, a track from the Hollow Boy album out yesterday. That's the right way. Holo?
I don't know. I'm going to go Holo.
Yeah, let's go with that. And in between was Oxys, who I believe is new to the show, a electronic producer whose songs are all named after forms of marine life, and that one was called Fingerling that you heard. It's from an album, Oxys 8, out next month.
I thought Adam played something from Oxys recently. I'll check that.
Oh, maybe he did, because there have been two recent singles. Maybe. Okay, I will check that. That does ring a bell, actually. Anyway, that was Fingling and was very good. Okay,
yes,
over to you.
Over to me.
I will rest now.
You rest. I'm not going to play my longest song. I'm going to flip the idea on its head and play my shortest song that isn't in my Treble 7.
Okay.
You look confused.
No, no.
There is a story behind this, though. So, back in 1998, Jad Fair, who is one of the founding members, well, the founding member, the main man of Half Japanese, mm-hmm. along with his brother David, various other members, collaborated on an album with Yo the Tengo. It's become a cult classic, and it's been reissued. It's not been available for a long, long time on any streaming services, but it's got a vinyl reissue, and it's now on streaming services as well. 22 songs. But they're all titled, they're all named after tabloid news headlines. They're all really bizarre. I could read all of these, and you would laugh at quite a few of them, I reckon. Clumsy grandmother serves delicious dessert by mistake, number one. Embarrassed teen accidentally uses valuable rare postage stamp.
Have you got them in the list?
I've got them all.
Can I have number four?
I'm not playing. That is the one I'm playing. That is the one I'm playing. You chose the right one.
No, I just wanted you to read me.
Well, I will be doing, because I'm playing it. But I'll give you one more before I do. Which one? Shocking fashion statement terrorizes town. That's not as good. Feisty millionaire fills potholes with $100 bills.
Well, that is very feisty.
They're all kind of improvised songs. Lyrics are written by David Fair, Jad's brother. But yes, it is out this week on streaming services. So I'm going to play from it. Dedicated thespian has teeth pulled to play newborn baby in high school play.
Play.
And many of the tracks are about that length. That was 1 minute and 38 of... I'm not going to say the title again. But the album, I didn't say the title of, it's called Strange But True. But yes, track one is the best. Helpful Monkey wallpapers entire home.
That's wonderful.
It's worth checking out the album. There's lots of, yes, weird and wonderful stuff on there.
Right. Shall we play the PVA track now?
You should,
new single.
Yes.
We both brought that, haven't we? They are readying a new album. I think it's their second record. There was Blush in 2022. So follow-up coming at the start of 2026. A couple of singles so far from this have dropped. You've had Enough and Boyface. I think we played Enough. Don't think we've played Boyface.
We did play Boyface.
Did we?
Yeah.
Was this another...
It could be. If you're sure we've played Enough, shall I ring the bell or shall I'll leave it?
Give it a tentative ring. Yeah, okay. But Send is definitely getting played. They are playing at Sydney Matilda in February, and I have nothing more to add, so I will press play. What are you going to do after this?
I'm going to double it with something.
Good.
Yes.
It's got that slow start, hasn't it?
It is, yeah. If we were like Adam, we'd be talking right up to when the vocals kick in. Could be a while, though.
Yeah.
Just fade us down. Yeah.
The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2.
another fader.
Yeah, another fader. Emma Whitmer makes music under the name Gobbin Jr. Released a debut album back in 2016. There was an EP in 2018. And then there was a Justin Timberlake cover in 2019. But nothing since then until now. And Emma Whitmer has announced a new album under the name Gobbin Jr., Crystal Rabbit Moon, out on the 10th of April. And that single came out this week. It's called Just a Dream.
It was wonderful. And it followed on from PVA, a new single from them. And only the second that we have played from the new album. So it was good that we did a tentative.
I think tentative's fine for two.
Yeah. Into the final 10 minutes of this hour, I'm going to go now to something from a band called Sweet Pill, who are American and have an album out next year called Still There's a Glow. This is a track from it called No Control. That's it. That's all I'm giving you.
This is Ravelo, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Oh God.
Remember sports?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Cut Fruit, that is the third track to be played from their new album out in the new year. Ring that bell, no need to be tentative. There you go. Oof. The Refrigerator is out in February. Did I say that was called Cut Fruit?
I think you did.
It is.
Steve, press it again. Dry Cleaning have their new album out in the new year, and we are about to play the third track from it to finish off this hour. This is Let Me Grow and You'll See the Fruit. And
there's a fruit connection there.
There's a fruit connection. And we'll be back in about 4 minutes' time.
By the balls of my feet, go somewhere, read something, go for a walk, listen to something, hiccup, hiccup. Racing ahead, blazer in, locked in, everyone else can go. For however long I'm strong, no one coming along with a video call or a survey or a dick pic or a loud bang or a smell that comes up. You see, I'm afraid about my privacy. Can't get me anything bigger than a sample size. Winch legs. It's April. Next stop, Bernini Island. Perhaps someday, even this. Such a short distance. You know, let me grow and you will see the fruit. Let me grow and you will see the fruit. To me for coming. People move away from me. I constantly think there are spiders on me and around me. Enjoyed your gig, even though I thought there were spiders all over me. Thank yous every time.
Thank you.
Everyone can be very sexually attractive. I dearly want to make friends. I yearn for a friend who I can tell my secrets to. Why does the past hurt me so? The world is laughing at me. I'm such a disaster.